catch those northern lights last night? You know, sadly, I was not outside. I was inside. I see it on social media, and I'm like, is this a new post or is this an old one? Find out that it's brand new. People were posting how magnificent they were, so then went outside. I could see them from my house, but you know how sometimes in the city it's not as brilliant as the pictures I was seeing on social media. One of the ones I saw was from just north of Belgoni. Oh my gosh, like a spectacular picture. I don't know if it was edited or not, but it was pretty impressive. Then there was lots from all over the province, so clearly they were great. I didn't personally get as good of a glimpse, but apparently tonight they could be as good, if not better, than they were last night as well. They're calling it a G4 Northern Lights episode, whatever that means. There's five. You can go up to G5, so this is a severe solar storm that produces colorful northern lights. They're saying, in fact, tonight it could be so severe that it disrupts communications. You could have radio signals. You could have cell phone signals disrupted by this solar storm. So keep an eye out for that. They're saying it could be going probably peak time after midnight till around 2, something like that. All right. Well, we got lots that we can talk about today. And I am going to open up phone lines in just a second. But I said, look, with everything going on, there's so many people saying, what's happened with this conservative member crossing the floor to the Liberals, this is just the start. There's going to be an avalanche of conservatives that are leading and moving to the other side of the House. Now, many people, Brian Lilly included, said, you know, this could be a lot of Liberal seeds being planted to try and create this version of uncertainty. So I thought, let's go to someone who is on the inside and who can let us know what the feeling is, what actually went down with this news last week. Warren Steinle is a member of Parliament for the riding of Regina-Louvain, and he joins me by phone this morning. Warren, thank you so much for taking the call.
It's my pleasure, Evan. Thanks for having me on.
So let's start with the move by Chris D'Entremont to cross the floor to the Liberal Party. At first, we heard he was leaving the caucus, and it wasn't very long after that he confirmed he was becoming a member of the Liberal Party. There was all kinds of video of him walking into the room, and the Liberals were cheering him. Is this the start of something bigger, or is this a one-off?
I definitely think it's a one-off, Evan. I think Chris will be judged by his constituents when that next election comes. Keep in mind, this guy is a guy that's been elected 3 times under the Conservative Party of Canada, under Andrew Scheer, Aaron O'Toole, and then Pierre Poilievre. And the voters voted for him as a Conservative, and he will have to answer for that. But no, the caucus is united, and we're in a really good place. I'm proud of all of our colleagues. And for myself, I just think Chris has to answer for the decision he made next election. And just so you know, Evan, no one has approached me to cross the floor to the Liberal side.
Are you offended by that?
No, I wear that as a badge of honor.
Okay, fair enough. Well, I mean, that is a good point, because I just had Brian Lilly on, and he said that this is an all-out offensive attack by the Liberals going out and trying to basically cultivate members that are willing to cross the floor. Do you think that was the case here, or was Chris unhappy for some reason and decided to move? There's conflicting stories and rumors out there.
Well, I think it's a little both, Evan. Like, keep in mind, the Carney Liberals won a majority. The voters of Canada decided to give him a minority. And now they're trying to do basically an end around and trying to find members to make up that majority, which Canadians never wanted them to have in the first place.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things that Chris D'Entremont said in a media scrum that he did was that he was not treated well. He was bullied inside the Conservative caucus as he was struggling to make this decision. Any insight on that, Warren? Is that something you've seen? Is that something you've experienced?
Absolutely not. No, I think this all comes down to the fact that Chris wanted to be Deputy Speaker. We have a process. We have an internal vote for a name that we'll put forward. Chris lost that internal vote, and I think he just had a tough time getting over that.
Hmm. And then the Conservative MP from Alberta, Matt Genereux, his story seems a little bit different. He's announced that he's stepping away from politics, likely in the spring. Any relation from a, you know, strategy standpoint to what D'Entremont did, or is this a completely separate case?
know Matt's a good friend, and I know he there's a lot that goes into being a member of Parliament. He has a younger family and a lot of travel. I can relate to that, and Matt made the decision that it was just time to pursue other options, and I wish him nothing but the best for him and his family. And it is a taxing job when you're doing all that traveling, and Matt made the best decision he could for his family, and I'm wishing nothing but the best. There's no relation whatsoever.
Warren Steinle is my guest. Can you give us a sense then, Warren, like this is going down next week. I'm sure there's a time where the door closes and your leader and the group start a bit of a group talk about, this is getting spun in the media a variety of different ways. Can you talk about what those conversations were, what the strategy is to try and deal with this? Because, it seems like a good deflection from the Liberal government on those that are critical of their budget to focus on this. What is the strategy?
Oh, I don't think the timing was a coincidence, Evan. Like, I think they brought the floor crossing out on budget day because they're embarrassed of their budget. Like, if this budget holds true, it adds another $78.5 billion to the deficit, and the debt goes to $321 billion over 5 years. This is supposed to be their financial wizard, and they did everything they could to distract from that. So for us, the communication is easy. You just tell the truth. Like, Chris wasn't happy. He wanted a position that he never got, and I think Chris was just feeling that he wasn't given the opportunity to be deputy speaker, and he took that as deciding to cross the floor. So from our standpoint, the common communication strategy is to just tell people what was going on. We're united. Every poll you've seen in the last little while, we're about 40 to 42% in the polls, which is a good place to be, and we're excited for the opportunity to talk about this terrible budget that the Mark Carney's brought forward in his Liberal team. Like, can you imagine, Evan, adding $321 billion to the federal debt over the next 5 years and trying to say that's a good thing?
It's worrisome. We've talked about it for sure. And of course, it's the other side of it is people are saying, well, this is the price of sovereignty. This is the price, the cost of doing business. It's a short-term pain for a long-term gain. But that long-term, number one, is not guaranteed to happen, and number two is likely years away.
But there is no gain for the average Canadian. You look at all the spending, it's not going to lower the cost of food. It's not going to lower the cost of housing. And we're spending more on debt payment, $55.6 billion, than they're spending on Canada health transfers. Mm-hmm. I haven't talked to one person that says this budget is going to help them in their day-to-day life to make life more affordable. I don't know if you have, but no one's come and said, well, these investments that may or may not come in 5 or 6 years are going to help me today. And that's what people are looking for, was help for today. And they've done nothing to help Canadians make life more affordable.
Warren Steinle, Member of Parliament for the riding of Regina-Louvain, is my guest. Is this budget going to pass?
No.
So how is it going to fail?
The budget will pass. I think they're going to find people. Obviously, Chris, with that vote, they have 170. So the budget will pass. And I think Canadians are going to be able to judge this government on how little this budget provides over the next year. And they'll be looking for change.
Would you welcome, and I know this is maybe a tough question to answer, but would you welcome an election?
I think Canadians will be welcoming an election when the time is right for them. I don't know what Canadians want to go to the polls right now. And I'm just talking about what I've heard in my writing. Mm-hmm. But Canadians are disappointed in this budget. And they want to make sure that we're going to get an affordable budget, which never happened. But for right now, going back to the polls after just 6 months, this prime minister has been in, Carney's been in power for 6 months, and they have not delivered on anything. He said he was the one to handle Donald Trump. Tariffs have gone up. He said he's going to go make deals around the world. Every place he's gone, we haven't got a deal. India just added a tariff on peas, a tariff on canola. Every time this prime minister has gone on a trip, things have got worse. So people, he's just not delivering on his promises. He hasn't kept one promise, and I think the more people see that, the more they're going to want to change.
Mm-hmm. Do you think, Warren, that if an election results, that let's say the budget doesn't pass and an election results, will we see a different outcome? Will we see, are there enough people that have seen enough of Prime Minister Mark Carney that and are disappointed in him that it will change the outcome, or would we see a replication of what happened in the spring?
If an election does happen, it's because the Liberals and Carney didn't work hard to get their budget passed. Our leader, Pierre Poilievre, laid down some markers of what he'd like to see. Affordability, that was not did not happen. Like, I don't, if you remember when Stephen Harper was prime minister, he worked with other parties to get budgets passed when there is a minority. This government is acting like they have a majority. They're not being collaborative with other parties, and it's their job to get their budget passed, and they've done nothing to reach out to other parties to get that budget passed.
Mm-hmm. Warren Steinle is my guest. Just very quickly before I let you go, I know there's a leadership review happening in January. Pierre Poilievre coming out, remaining as leader.
Yes, he is.
Yes. Okay, Warren, I appreciate your thoughts, your time this morning. Thanks for giving us a quick call.
Absolutely. Have a good day.
Warren Steinle, Member of Parliament for the riding of Regina-Louvain. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Phone lines are open for you. 1-877-332-8255. We can talk whatever you want. We can talk politics, Chris D'Entremont crossing the floor, the budget vote. We can talk Northern Lights. We can talk Remembrance Day. We can talk riders, whatever you like. Grey Cup, yes. Lots to talk about here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.